Okay, let's unpack this. Imagine that feeling, right? Cruising down those scenic Pennsylvania roads, maybe through Philly's streets or out to the Poconos, just, you know, freedom. That independence, that's really what getting your Pennsylvania driver's license is all about. But before you actually hit that open road, there's that first hurdle, the permit test. And let's be real, studying can feel like wading through, well, a lot of info. That's where we come in today. We're doing a deep dive into mastering the Pennsylvania DMV exam. It's basically designed as the ultimate companion study guide for your journey to getting that permit.
Yeah, what's really interesting about this guide, I think, is it's not just about memorizing facts. It's really set up to give you a shortcut, a smart one, to being properly informed so you understand not just what the rules are, but critically, why they matter for safety, especially on PA's unique roads.
Exactly. So our mission today, pull out the most crucial bits of knowledge, the key insights from this guide. We want to make sure you feel, well, not just prepared, but actually confident, ready to ace that test and, you know, start driving safely. So let's get road ready. All right, so first things first, what does the path to actually getting a PA driver's license look like? It kind of feels like more than just passing one or two tests, doesn't it?
Oh, it absolutely is. And the book lays it out pretty clearly. There are basically seven key steps. You start with the non-commercial learner's permit application. People usually call it the DL-180. That's the PA form. And you need a sign-off from a medical professional on that one.
Okay, DL-180 medical check. Got it.
Right. Then a pretty basic vision screening. And after that comes the knowledge test. The big one is computer-based, 18 multiple choice questions. You need to nail at least 15 of those to pass.
15 out of 18, okay.
Yep. Pass that, and you get your learner's permit. But that permit isn't like a free pass. It really marks the beginning of your supervised practice time. Now, for drivers under 18, this is pretty structured. It means a mandatory 6-month waiting period. And during that time, you need at least 65 hours of supervised driving.
65 hours? Wow.
Yeah, and it's specific too. 10 of those hours have to be at night, and 5 need to be in bad weather, rain, fog, that kind of thing. They want you to get a real range of experience. Then finally, you take the road test, which, yes, includes that parallel parking challenge. Pass that, and then you get your official license.
Okay, that lays out the journey pretty well. But what I think is really valuable about this book specifically, how does it actually help you, the learner, make all this feel less, I don't know, overwhelming, more manageable?
Well, the handbook itself is designed to be super user-friendly. It really pushes for active learning. It strongly, strongly advises reading the whole thing, not just cramming the bits you think are on the test. Take your time with it. And it emphasizes strategies like, you know, highlighting stuff, using the diagrams and pictures, and practicing with a purpose, especially using that big mock test in Chapter 10 that's highlighted as like the essential practice tool. It really is. It helps cement the information. And it also suggests, you know, talking about what you're learning. Chat with experienced drivers, ask questions, and try to apply the concepts when you're actually doing your supervised practice driving. It's that mixed reading, listening, discussing, doing that makes the learning stick.
Okay, so we know the steps to get the permit. Now let's jump into the real meat of it, the rules of the road. Pennsylvania has some specific regulations you really need to know, Cold.
Absolutely. And one area that often trips people up is right of way. A book does a great job explaining these. Like at uncontrolled intersections, no signs, no signals, you yield to the vehicle on your right. It sounds simple, but the insight is it creates a clear, predictable flow. Takes the guesswork out.
Okay. Yield to the right at uncontrolled spots. What about intersections with signals?
Right. So with traffic lights, the key distinction is protected versus unprotected turns. A green arrow, that's protected. You have the right of way for that left turn. But just a solid green light, that's an unprotected left turn. You must yield to oncoming traffic before you go. That's critical.
That makes sense. Yielding is key there.
And PA has some unique twists too. Right turns on red, generally okay. After a complete stop and after yielding to pedestrians in any cross traffic,
Yeah.
unless there's a sign saying no turn on red.
Right.
So it's convenient, but you have to
Yeah.
be extra careful. Also, you might see a flashing yellow arrow for left turns. That's a PA thing. It means you can turn left, but only after yielding to oncoming traffic. It's different from a solid green arrow, subtle but important. And maybe ramp metering signals on some highway on-ramps. Those lights control the flow onto the highway, basically.
Ah, the ramp meters, right. Okay, so signals covered. What about speed? How fast can we go? And how close should we be following other cars?
Speed limits. Okay, the big takeaway here isn't just memorizing the numbers, though you need those too. It's understanding that the posted limit is the maximum in ideal conditions. Pennsylvania roads vary so much. Mountains, cities, farmland. You have to adjust your speed for the actual conditions. Weather, traffic, visibility. But the specific numbers to lock in. 15 mile per hour in school zones when those lights are flashing. Super important. And the statewide maximum is generally 70 mile per hour, but only on specifically designated highways.
Okay. 15 in school zones, 70 max on some highways, but always adjust for conditions. Got it. Following distance.
Crucial. Absolutely crucial. And Pennsylvania really pushes the 4-second rule. This isn't just some random number. It's about giving yourself a dynamic safety buffer. You know the drill. Pick a fixed point, like a sign or a tree. When the car ahead passes it, start counting. 1,001, 1,003, 1,004.
Yeah.
If you reach that point before you finish counting to four, you're following too closely.
4 seconds. Okay.
And the guide stresses you need more than 4 seconds in bad weather, or if visibility is poor, or if you're behind a big truck or bus, they take longer to stop.
Makes sense. More space needed then. What about signaling? I know you need to signal, but are there specific distances in PA? Because honestly, sometimes it feels like people forget signals exist.
Yes. Yeah, clear communication is key, right? And yes, PA law is very specific about signaling distance. Mm. If you're going under 35 miles per hour, you need to signal at least 100 feet before your turn or lane change. If you're going 35 miles per hour or more, you need to signal at least 300 feet before.
100 feet under 35, 300 feet at 35 plus. Okay, that's good to know. Gives others time to react.
Exactly. It's all about predictability and giving everyone else on the road enough warning. Prevents surprises.
So, with all these rules, what happens if you, well, if you mess up? What does it mean for your driving record? That's a big concern.
It absolutely is. And Pennsylvania uses a point system to track violations. It's designed to encourage safer driving. Basically, accumulating points has consequences. Corrective action starts when you hit 6 points. At 6 points, you have to take a special written point exam.
Okay, 6 points means a test. What if you get more?
If you accumulate another 6 points, so a second time reaching that threshold, you'll face a departmental hearing, and that could lead to a 15-day license suspension. And if you hit 11 or more points total, that triggers an automatic suspension. The length depends on the situation.
Wow. Okay. So it escalates. Is there any way points come off?
Yes, there is, which is good news. For every 12 consecutive months you drive without any violations, 3 points are removed from your record. So good driving is rewarded. It's also worth mentioning, junior drivers, those under 18, face tougher penalties. For them, hitting 6 points means an automatic 90-day suspension.
90 days. Ouch. Okay, so the system has teeth, but also a way to recover.
Precisely. Actions have consequences, both negative and positive.
All right, let's shift gears slightly. Pennsylvania roads aren't just cars. We've got trucks, bikes, people walking. It's kind of a busy dance out there. How does the guide talk about sharing the road safely with everyone?
It really emphasizes respect and legal recognition for all road users. That's the foundation. For drivers, it means constant vigilance. You've got to be aware. Like pedestrians in marked crosswalks, they always have the right of way, no question. And bicyclists. When you pass a cyclist, Pennsylvania law requires you give them at least 4 feet of clearance.
4 feet, that's a specific distance. Good to remember.
It is. It's not just about being polite. It's a legal requirement for their safety. Yeah. Prevents close calls or worse.
Now, I found this really neat, practical tip in the guide, The Dutch Reach. I'd heard of it, but can you explain it for listeners? How does it work?
Oh, The Dutch Reach. It's such a simple, elegant solution to a really common problem during cyclists. So when you're parked and about to get out of your car, instead of using the hand closest to the door, you reach across your body with your far hand to open the door. So if you're the driver, you use your right hand.
Okay. Reach across with the far hand.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that simple action makes you naturally turn your upper body and your head. So you automatically look back over your shoulder, checking for cyclists or pedestrians before you swing the door open wide. It's brilliant. A tiny habit change that can prevent serious injury.
That is smart. Such a simple thing. Okay, what about the big yellow buses, school buses? Always a huge safety focus.
Absolutely critical. And the rules here are non-negotiable. You must stop at least 10 feet away from a school bus that has its flashing red lights on and its stop arm extended. And this applies to traffic coming from both directions.
Both directions.
Unless you are on the opposite side of a highway that is physically divided. Like if there's a concrete barrier or grassy median between you and the bus, otherwise everyone stops. The penalties are steep for a reason. 60-day license suspension and 5 points on your record. Just don't risk it.
Definitely not worth it. Okay, so that covers school buses. But what if you see flashing lights and it's not a school bus, like an emergency vehicle or a tow truck stopped on the shoulder?
Great question. That's where Pennsylvania's Steer Clear law applies. It's another vital safety rule. If you're approaching any stopped emergency vehicle, tow truck, or even just a disabled vehicle on the roadside, and they have their hazard lights or emergency lights flashing, you have two options. First, if you can, you must move over one lane away from them. Give them space.
Move over if possible. What if you can't? Like heavy traffic.
Right. If you can't safely move over, you must slow down. And not just a little bit. You need to reduce your speed to at least 20 miles per hour below the posted speed limit. This law protects first responders, tow truck drivers, stranded motorist people in very vulnerable positions. Oh, and another related point. Never follow an emergency vehicle with its lights and sirens on too closely. You need to stay back at least 500 feet.
500 feet behind an active emergency vehicle. Got it. Okay, that covers a lot of crucial safety scenarios. So you've been studying, you've absorbed all this info thanks to the guide. Now, how do you make absolutely sure this knowledge sticks for test day? How do you translate all this learning into actually passing that permit test with confidence?
Yeah, that's the goal, right?
Yeah.
The guide really pushes an integrated study approach. Remember, the PA knowledge test is on a computer, multiple choice.
Yeah.
18 questions, need 15 correct. That's roughly 83%. And the questions really focus on PA traffic laws, signs often shown in color, just like you'd see them, and safe driving procedures.
Okay. Now, we talked about some tricky PA-specific things, the four-second rule, the points, the distances. They seem like prime test material. What's the book's best strategy, its top recommendation, for really mastering those details, the ones that might catch you out?
The absolute number one recommendation is to leverage that Chapter 10 mock permit test. Seriously, make it your best friend. The advice is, take it first, cold, see where you stand, identify your weak spots, then really dig into the explanations for the questions you missed, understand why the right answer is right, and keep retaking that mock test till you're consistently scoring 85% or higher. That's the benchmark they suggest.
Practice, review, repeat, until you hit 85%.
Exactly. And supplement that. Use those audio resources the guide mentions if that helps you learn. Listen while you're commuting or doing chores. Reinforce those concepts. And the guide also helpfully flags those key PA-specific areas that pop up frequently on the test. Think of it as a high-priority checklist. You absolutely need to know the point system details, that unique four-second following rule, the four-foot bicycle passing distance, the 10-foot school bus stopping distance, also 15-mile-per-hour in school zones when flashing, the 500-foot visibility needed for a U-turn, basically. You need a really long, clear view to do one safely. And for the road test later, knowing the 24-by-8-foot space dimensions for parallel parking is key. Nailing these specifics really boosts your chances.
That's a great list of must-knows. Okay, so studying is done. You feel prepared. What about the actual test day? Nerves are natural. Any final tips for managing those jitters?
Yeah, test anxiety is real. But honestly, thorough preparation is the best antidote. If you know you've done the work, it helps. Beyond that, get good sleep the night before. Eat something. A light breakfast, maybe? Arrive early, like 15, 20 minutes. Don't rush. And double, triple check you have all the required documents. That means proof of ID, age, your PA residency, your social security number, and the fee payment.
Right. Documents are crucial.
They are. And a quick note on Real ID. If you're thinking about getting one, remember it'll be needed for domestic flights starting May 7th, 2025. So factor that into your document gathering if it applies. During the test itself, breathe. Read each question fully. Don't rush. Use process of elimination if you're stuck. And if you're really unsure, go with the answer that seems to prioritize safety. That's usually a good bet.
Choose the safest option. Good advice. And quickly, for our younger listeners, what about the graduated driver license program? How does that fit in?
Right, the GDL program. It's a really important part of the picture for drivers under 18. It includes some key restrictions designed for safety as new drivers gain experience. There's a curfew, typically 11 p.m. to 5 a.m., though there are limited exceptions for work or volunteering. And there are also limits on the number of passengers you can have, especially in the first few months. These aren't meant to be annoying. They're really based on research about reducing risk for inexperienced drivers. It's about building skills gradually and safely.
Got it. Gradual steps for safety. Makes sense. So, wow, we've covered a lot. You should now feel seriously equipped with a ton of knowledge, a real shortcut to understanding Pennsylvania driving. Everything from those core rules to PA specifics like the 4-second rule, the Dutch reach. Hopefully you're feeling more confident.
Absolutely. Getting that Pennsylvania license, it really is about both freedom and responsibility. When you master the information in this guide, when you really commit to these safe driving practices, you're not just helping yourself, you're actively contributing to safer roads for everyone across the entire Keystone State. Fewer crashes, fewer tragedies. It matters.
It really does. And okay, here's that final thought we like to leave you with, something to kind of mull over as you get ready to drive. Remember that the most unpredictable thing out there on the road, it's usually not the weather, not even the traffic jams, it's us, human behavior. So your ongoing awareness, your commitment to defensive driving, always kind of anticipating what others might do, and being ready to adapt, that's the real key. That's what unlocks a lifetime of safe, independent travel wherever those diverse Pennsylvania roads might take you. Now go crush that permit test, get that practice in, and please drive safe out there.